face issues of your life all by yourself. Loving Life, only on Radio Christian Voice.
Ghanaian president calls for stronger Ghana-Zambia bilateral relations. Government terminates Kitwete Chun Hospital sanitation project contract. And Moroccan security forces carry out evacuations as flood hit north. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Visiting Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama has called for the strengthening of bilateral relations between Ghana and Zambia, saying the two countries face similar challenges in key sectors of their economies. President Mahama noted that both nations are grappling with comparable issues in the economy, mining and agriculture, and stressed the need to deepen cooperation beyond formal agreements. Speaking during a bilateral meeting at State House this morning, President Mahama said there is need to strengthen relations, not only on paper but through practical collaboration. He explained that enhanced bilateral ties would allow Ghana and Zambia to share experiences, lessons and best practices on how to navigate the common challenges affecting their respective economies. By strengthening bilateral relations, the two countries can share notes and best practices on how to address the similar challenges they are facing, said President Mahama.
Incidentally, Ghana and Zambia seem to be on the same trajectory. We've been dealing with economic challenges, and we both went into debt restructuring, negotiations with the official creditor committees and all that, and we've all been implementing reforms, economic reforms, to try to establish fiscal consolidation. And so in that sense, Zambia and Ghana are on the same trajectory. And so there's a lot that we can learn from each other and a lot of experiences we can share.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema acknowledged that Zambia and Ghana share a mutual understanding due to the economic challenges confronting both countries. President Hichilema emphasized the importance of economic cooperation, stating that bilateral relations must be actualized through tangible outcomes rather than remaining theoretical. He highlighted the potential for increased cooperation in trade, agriculture, mining, and the broader economy, noting that there is a lot Zambia can learn from Ghana, particularly in the gold mining sector.
I think the spirit of Pan-African warning means something to the Ghanaians and Zambians and Africans when leaders, ministers like those seated in this room are able to deliver education for our people, able to deliver job opportunities, especially for our youthful population, and business opportunities. I believe that the President will cover a lot of other things that we agreed or we want this team to pull together in a structured way.
Opposition Zambia Wake Up Party President Howard Kunda has dismissed suggestions that there is no strong opposition in the country, describing such assertions as misleading at a time when many Zambians are preparing to cast their votes in the August general elections. Mr. Kunda was responding to Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa, who yesterday said that there is no credible opposition ahead of the polls. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kunda wondered why government officials are raising concerns of alleged unknown maneuvers and claims of possible imingalato when they insist there is no strong opposition. Mr. Kunda said government should instead focus on delivering its promises in the remaining months before Zambians go to the polls. He further advised opposition political parties not to be shaken by what he termed as maneuvers from the chief government spokesperson, urging them to remain united and present shared ideas that offer Zambians a credible alternative.
The only way survival is to do what they are calling in Lingala. But it will not work. Whether they like it or not, this government is gone. It can't be described in any other way. That is why they are saying all these things. It's because they know very well that they are gone. The Zambian people are tired and they would want a government that will work for them and not this government that is just bent on wanting to manipulate everything. Surely, how can a government that...
The Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development has terminated a contract for the installation of the single-stack sanitary system at Kitwe Teaching Hospital following persistent non-performance by the contractor. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Francesca Piri says the project, at a cost of 3.2 million kwacha, was cancelled in the last quarter of 2025, and that at the time of termination, the project had reached 45% completion. Ms. Piri cited several breaches, including unauthorized demobilization from the construction site, failure to comply with approved technical specifications, and the use of non-HDPE waste pipes. These issues reportedly led to leakages, poor external connections, and disjointing of installed systems, said Ms. Piri in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the contractor also failed to act on repeated instructions to rectify defects, a situation that adversely affected other ongoing works at the hospital, such as external wall painting and basement rehabilitation. Ms. Piri has emphasized that government would not compromise on quality, safety or compliance standards, particularly in public health facilities where infrastructure integrity is critical. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 42 licenses and construction permits, attracting a total investment commitment of 3.74 billion kwacha towards energy service delivery and infrastructure development. ERB Public Relations Manager Namkolo Kasumba says the approval cuts across the renewable energy and downstream petroleum subsectors, demonstrating broad-based growth along the energy value chain. Ms. Kasumba explained that the approvals were granted following the meeting of the board's licensing committee held on 15th January 2026 and reflects sustainable investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector. She noted that the development also highlights the effectiveness of the board's regulatory framework in promoting compliant and sustainable energy investments. She added that the board authorized the construction of 3 retail service stations and approved the commissioning of 4 additional stations for operational use, contributing to the expansion of compliant petroleum infrastructure and improved access to petroleum products nationwide. Ms. Kasumba further revealed that ARB approved 205 petroleum transportation fuel tankers, strengthening the petroleum supply chain, enhancing national distribution capacity, and supporting security of supply.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 42 licenses and construction permits, recording a total investment pledge of 3.7 billion Zambian kwacha towards energy services delivery and infrastructure development. The approvals span renewable energy and downstream petroleum subsectors, reflecting broad-based growth across the energy value chain. The approvals were granted following a meeting of the ERB Licensing Committee held on 15th January 2026. With respect to downstream petroleum infrastructure, the
Infra News. More than 50,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in northern Morocco due to severe weather and heavy rainfall affecting several provinces, the Interior Ministry told AFP News on Tuesday. Evacuations began on Friday, mostly in the Larache province. Evacuees were partially taken in by relatives elsewhere, while those requiring assistance were sent to temporary shelters set by the authorities, according to the ministry. Morocco's National Weather Service forecast heavy rains, strong winds and snowfall at altitudes above 1,500 meters from Monday to Wednesday in several provinces. Coming up shortly, thousands march in Venezuela to demand U.S. free President Maduro and wife. This and more. Stay tuned.